my pool pump wasn't working properly. That's a fun sentence to say. My pool pump wasn't working properly. And my pool maintenance company was like, yeah, we can fix it for $1,200. And I was like, $1,200? That's crazy. I already have a replacement pool pump because I bought one a couple years ago and then repaired mine instead. What if I already have a pump? Because the pump is only $250 or $300. And they're like, oh, if you already have your own, it's $400 to do the install plus $400 for gaskets and stuff. I didn't say to them, I already have the gaskets and stuff because they don't cost anywhere near $400. They wanted to charge a lot of money. I think that's crappy. So I called my friend Rob and I'm like, Rob, who would you have install a new pool pump for you? And he said, I wouldn't. I would just install it myself. Let's do it.
Your daily Lex.
Hilariously, Rob was like, I don't 100% know how, but I watched some YouTube videos on my way over here, which he had done. Lauren's uncle, Mort, is extremely handy, and he has a saying that there are no small jobs. So a couple things went wrong, and everything went a little bit slower than we wanted. In fact, the pool maintenance company came to clean the pool while we were working on it, and the guy who was there to clean the pool wasn't the guy who would have quoted me or even done the pool pump replacement. But I was saying to him, yeah, we're doing this ourselves because your company's price was insane. He's like, oh, no, yeah, they way overcharged for those. But Rob, to his credit, got the thing done. The second day of the job was because during the first day, there were two bolts that we just could not get off of the plate, the motor plate. And Rob ended up taking it to his auto mechanic. He's like, do you have an auto mechanic? Oh, no, of course you don't. You have electric cars. But Rob's mechanic could take it off in 2 seconds with the right power tools. But replaced it, and now my pool pump is working great. So that's exciting. Also today, I went back to the dermatologist. I made a same-day appointment at the dermatologist, which is always exciting. But when I went last time, one of my issues was a weird bump on my cheek. And she's like, we're going to put this tacrolimus ointment on it, and that's going to make the bump go away after a couple weeks, then stop using it. Then I only care if the bump comes back. I don't like things on the face. So if it comes back, you let me know. And I don't even see it exactly. I feel it when I'm shaving, when it's a problem. But the lotion really got rid of it. Great. And it's been, I don't know, a month or so since that appointment, or at least a month since I stopped using the lotion because I was only supposed to use it for X weeks. And today I noticed, yeah, it's back. It's back with a vengeance. By which I mean, it hurt me when I was shaving again. And today she's like, listen, it's not as concerning this time as it was last time you were here. Like today, if I saw it, I wouldn't think, oh, that's, you know, potentially bad, but I don't like that it came back. So I really think we should biopsy it. You don't have any like big events or performances coming up. And I'm like, actually, I do have performances coming up. And she concluded that it's far enough away since my next performance is 1 week from tomorrow that I would be healed by then. I do have one of those face band-aids now where you see him, and if it's a person you're close to, you can be like, hey, what happened to your face? And if it's not a person you're close to, you got to be like, hey, I wonder what happened to that guy's face. So I'm that guy now. I've got a band-aid on my face. It should be removed tomorrow, and then I start putting the gross stuff on it. Vaseline. I hate Vaseline. I call it the gross stuff. Anyway, I hope you are having a truly wonderful Thursday. My friend and yours, Casey Liss, just texted me, so I'm going to end this podcast so I can answer him. And then later I'll hear this episode and know that it happened. That's it. Happy Thursday. Goodbye.
Lex.